Old-Fashioned Landowners by Nikolai Gogol, also known as Old-Fashioned Farmers. I am very fond of the modest life of those isolated owners of distant villages, which are usually called old-fashioned in Little Russia or the Ukraine, and which, like ruinous and picturesque houses, are beautiful through their simplicity and complete contrast to a new, regular building, whose walls the rain has never yet washed, whose roof is not yet covered with mould, and whose porch, undeprived of its stucco, does not yet show its red bricks. I love sometimes to enter for a moment the sphere of this unusually isolated life, where no wish flies beyond the palings surrounding the little yard, beyond the hedge of the garden filled with apples and plums, beyond the izbas, or cottages of the village surrounding it, having on one side shaded by willows, elder bushes and pear trees. The life of the modest owners is so quiet that you forget yourself for a moment and think that the passions, wishes and the uneasy offspring of the evil one which keep the world in an uproar do not exist at all, and that you have only beheld them in some brilliant, dazzling vision. I can see now the low-roofed little house with its veranda of slender, blackened tree trunks surrounding it on all sides, so that, in case of a thunder or hailstorm, the window shutters could be shut without your getting wet. Behind it, fragrant wild cherry trees, whole rows of dwarf fruit trees, overtopped by crimson cherries and a purple sea of plums, covered with a lead-coloured bloom, luxuriant maples, under the shade of which rugs were spread for repose. In front of the house, the spacious yard with short, fresh grass, through which paths had been trodden from the storehouses to the kitchen, from the kitchen to the apartments of the family. A long-legged goose drinking water with her young goslings, soft as down. The picket fence hung with bunches of dried pears and apples, and rugs put out to air. A cart full of melons standing near the storehouse. The oxen unyoked and lying lazily beside it. All this has for me an indescribable charm, perhaps because I no longer see it, and because anything from which we are separated is pleasing to us. However that may be, from the moment that my britchka trap drove up to the porch of this little house, my soul entered into a wonderfully pleasant and peaceful state. The horses trotted merrily up to the porch. The coachman climbed very quietly down from the seat and filled his pipe, as though he had arrived at his own house. The very bark which the phlegmatic dog set up was soothing to my ears. But more than all else, the owners of this isolated nook, an old man and old woman hastening anxiously out to meet me, pleased me. Their faces present themselves to me even now, sometimes in the crowd and commotion, amid fashionable dress suits, and then suddenly a half-dreaming state overpowers me, and the past flits before me. On their countenances are always depicted such goodness, such cheerfulness and purity of heart, that you involuntarily renounce, if only for a brief space of time, all bold conceptions, and imperceptibly enter with all your feeling into this lowly bucolic life.